Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
By chopping up all of my workflows and looking at everything as front stage versus backstage, it's helped us develop this empathy for a customer at an absolutely new level.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Farrellis, and happy Saturday. Hope you're having a best ever weekend. And because it's Saturday, we're going to do a special segment called Situation Saturday, where we put our best ever guest in a situation, and it's a sticky situation, one that today's guest has overcome successfully and has some reference materials. And I love these reference materials. You can download them in the show notes page. And if you're looking on your phone, then just look in the notes on the episode and you'll see where to download. There are two PDFs, and our guest has made them just for us. So that's pretty cool. With that being said, let me introduce our best ever guest. How you doing, Jake Durche?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, well, my pleasure, and glad to have you on the show. And if you are a loyal best ever listener, then you'll remember that Jake was a guest on episode 30, way, way, way back, episode 30. And you can hear his best advice ever on that episode. The title of the episode is Mo Money, Mo Income. What? Yup, Mo. Wait, what is it? Yeah, I'm, all right, here it is again. I was reading the URL. Now I'm going to have to actually go and click on the title. All right, Mo Money, Mo Problems, Mo Income. What? Yup, turning problems into income. Easy for me to say, especially with this cold. So that's the title of his best ever episode. Today, we're not going to get his advice, his best ever advice, because he's already given that. What we're going to do is we're going to hear how he overcame the sticky situation. Very quickly about Jake, and then we'll talk about the sticky situation, is he's been investing for over 11 years and founded Jacob Grant Property Management. You can say hi to him at jacobgrant.com, J-A-C-O-B,
Grant, GRANT.com. He's based in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. He manages over 400 properties in Idaho, and he's expanding into other markets in Idaho as we speak. And now let me tell you about the situation. So we've all been in, as entrepreneurs, I suspect, we've been in a situation where it's like, okay, I've gotten to this point. Now, how do I scale? Well, Jake came across this same problem with his property management company, where basically it's we're ready to scale, but we don't want to lose the empathy we have towards our customers that got us to this point where we can scale. So even if you're not in property management, but you are or eventually want to be at the point where you're ready to scale, then this is going to be an incredibly useful episode. And the PDFs that he's so kindly created for us will be incredibly useful as well. So with that being said, Jake, you want to give the best ever listeners very briefly a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about the situation.
Yeah, I think you pretty much covered it. You know, we've been investing in our own real estate, began by managing our own properties, and now we're managing for other folks. We're managing 500 units. And so it's created opportunities, but it's also created problems with scaling. And so, like you were saying, with any time you're trying to create good service, quality service for multiple people, and when you get to that point where you start hiring people, you have to figure out how to follow systems, and so you can create that experience that's the same for all of your customers. So yes, that's where we're at right now.
I love that, and I think you succinctly summed it up as far as setting the stage. How do you follow systems, or how do you create systems so that you get that same level of customer experience that got you to that point? Whether you're doing a podcast and you're hiring team members, or whether you're doing property management, or a wholesaler hiring a team of door knockers. I mean, it all of this ties back. So tell us a little bit about the story on where your company was and how you overcame that, and the process that you took.
Yeah, I'd like to give a little bit of background. This information or this process came from Strategic Coach. And so I want to make sure I give that credit where credit's due. But the way Dan Sullivan presents this information is in what's called front stage, backstage. And so if you think about going to the opera or going to a play or something like that, even going to a movie, there's the things that you experience as a viewer of that play. And then there's the things that are going back in the background that you don't really have any idea about. So for example, when you're looking at an actor, that would be front stage, when somebody's controlling the lights that are pointing on the actor, it's no less important and it creates the experience, but that would be a backstage item, something that they're not necessarily aware of. And so we framed our service in this, you know, we've already had the systems, but the problem with our systems is we forgot our customer's experience. And so I always consider myself extremely good with empathy. I came from a social work background, so I think, oh, I'm very empathetic. I can really see things from other people's perspective. But as we created these systems, I found that was not necessarily true. And I didn't see it until I put it through this front stage, backstage filter. Because what I'm looking at as an entrepreneur is all the steps I have to do to shove this customer, this human being, through the pipeline. So let's back up and, you know, before we get too deep into this, I'd like to give an example. In our property management company, and I'm guessing lots of landlords experience this also, we do preventative maintenance inspections. And you'll see this as one of the attachments. On this inspection, what we do is we started looking at exactly what happens. So before we even contact the tenant, the first thing we do is we schedule this inspection. So we communicate with the owners and we route the inspection. So when I say route the inspection, that means we get all of our addresses and organize them in a linear fashion. So we're not driving all across town. So we can do it in an efficient way going across town. That's our first step. Our second step is to notify the tenants. So the first step, the routing, would be considered backstage because nobody sees that. The customer doesn't see that, experience it, or have any idea that that's even happening. The first time they hear us or see us is when the maintenance person knocks on their door. Or even before that, they actually get the tenant notice. So they get a letter in the mail that says, "Hey, Joe, we're going to be coming over to your place on Saturday at 12 o'clock. And you can expect a maintenance person to come in. And here's a little bit about what he'll be doing." So the next step that happens is the inspection is completed. So somebody knocks on your door, Joe, and says, "Hey, I'm here to do the inspection. I'm coming to check your connections to make sure nothing's leaking. I'm here to, you know, just make sure your property's running well." If framed properly and the letter goes well, then tenants love this. If I don't consider the tenant experience, they might think that it's more intrusive. And so again, I'm looking at what their experience is. Now, what happens when I get to the property? There's a couple of contingencies on this that you'll see. But when I get to that property, sometimes, you know, the tenant will have changed the lock. You know, of course, that's against the lease, but, you know, sometimes stuff happens. A tenant changes a lock or there's a dog at the door and there's no tenant there. So what do we do when the property's inaccessible? We have this, it goes back to the background or back to the backstage so we can deal with that in the backstage and start over so we can go back and do that inspection.
Looking at this flowchart on preventative maintenance inspections, and again, best ever listeners, you can download this document, Preventative Maintenance Inspections, in the show notes. But you don't need to be looking at it as we're talking, but it would enhance the listening experience, that's for sure. Are there Word documents? Because it's pretty simple looking, but it's thought out, obviously. I would suspect, though, for the customer experience, because as you said, if framed properly, tenants love this, but if not, then they hate it. So how do you make sure that they're framing it properly?
Well, so we have templated emails. So this describes the big picture about what's happening, but it's not drilling into every checklisted item that's followed.
Okay,
it's important to understand that the whole purpose of this is to look at my customer's experience. It represents a system. It's not the system itself.
Yep. Got it.
Okay. The next step is, and this is the step that we added. So if you consider somebody coming to do an inspection and they find a problem, if I'm a tenant or Joe, if you're a tenant and we don't come to fix that until 2 months later, what does that do to your experience?
Sours it.
Yes, absolutely. And so the step that we added after we did this, so the way the process worked is we do the inspection, we'd have all of this huge list of all of these repairs that needed to be done. The next step was to turn that over to a vendor, and the vendor would call the tenant, try to get a hold of them, and schedule it. And so it created a whole bunch of inefficiencies. It took us forever to get these inspection work orders done. And honestly, the customer experience was horrible because the whole, you know, when I'm a tenant, I don't want to be intruded on all the time. I love it when people come fix my stuff, but I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to live in my place and be left alone. And so when there's this touch that's 2 months later, like you say, it sours the experience. And so what we added in here is we added a notification to the tenant that says, "Hey, you know, here's a 24-hour notice. We're going to be coming to fix this in the next couple of days." And so it actually influenced the entire system because what we did is we took all of these work orders and we scheduled them 2 days after the inspection was done. And that presents something different to the tenant. It changes that tenant's experience. It says, "Hey, these guys are professionals." It says, "Hey, these guys aren't going to be bothering me. They're taking care of the place." And so if these guys care about how the place is taken care of, you know, hopefully it also sends a message that I need to take care of my place myself. This is important. And so that's that step. Now, sometimes, as you know, we go and do these inspections and we have tenant damages. So maybe somebody, you know, puts a hole in the wall, or it doesn't really matter. There's all kinds of tenant damages. What happens next? And so in the past, what we had done is all we had done is create a tenant charge. And the tenant really wasn't notified until they didn't pay the charge.
And so that'd be a problem.
Yeah. And so we added this next step, which is just when it says CR, by the way, that's called a canned response. It's it's just a pre-framed email that says, you know, hey, Joe, you know, your screen was ripped. This is a tenant charge because, you know, when we look at the precondition report, the screen was fine. So, you know, you'll see a charge for $45 on your tenant statement. Please pay that with next month's rent. And so the whole point of this is we can look at this front stage and I can wipe out all of the backstage stuff, not even look at it, only look at the front stage stuff, tenant notice, inspection completed, complete the work order, and then if need be, then tenant charge. And I can really get a feel for my tenant's experience. Like you said before, this is the empathetic connection that we were missing. And the reason we missed it is because we got caught up in systemizing. We got so caught up in making things slick and quick and fast and efficient that we forgot that there was human beings on the other end of this service that we really wanted to give a good experience to.
What program do you create this in?
It's called Lucid Charts. It's free. I think you just go to lucidcharts.com. I think there's a
LUCID.
Correct. And it connects directly with all your Google apps, so it's pretty slick. If you want to create a whole bunch of these, you know, I think there's a limit of 10, or I can't remember, until you have to start paying $5 a month or something like that. But there is a free version, so you can try it out and see if you like it.
Will you take us through the other one, leasing?
Absolutely. This one's a little more complicated. I tried to give you both sides of the spectrum, give your listeners both sides of the spectrum, because some systems are just a little, there's a lot more steps to them. And I really like this system because most of the stuff that is happening is front stage. We actually found that we were doing a lot better job with this. Again, the reason is because most of the steps, when you look at it, the top part or the front stage, the blue section, contains almost all of the steps. There's very, very little at the bottom. So what we have is we have two ways that people come into our system. Let me back up just a step. This is the leasing services. So when we have a tenant, this covers everything from when a tenant calls and says, hey, Jake, I want to rent a place, all the way to, you know, signing the lease, getting the keys and moving into the property. There's two ways that people come into our system. One is a telephone call and one is through online services. We find that our online services are much more consistent and consistent's the best word, because we create faster service for tenants and we create services that's the same for every tenant that comes through the system. And so we have our online, we always want to motivate people to go to those online services, because we can create automatic responses. We can do things that give them a lot more information a lot more quickly than chatting on the telephone. And so one thing that's really important to us is that we respond to those emails extremely quickly. The more quickly we respond, the more service we can give them. Because when the phone starts ringing, you can potentially have three or four phones ringing at the same time, not have the staff to cover it, and people aren't being served. So again, as fast as we can provide the service online, it's better for us or for our customer. So people come through our system two different ways. One's through the telephone and one's through the online service. Of course, we use Zillow, Craigslist, whatever, a whole bunch of websites, and that's how they come through. So the first thing that happens is they receive that response, and that'll tell them all the information, such as application information, where to find more information about the listing, see a virtual tour, et cetera. And that goes all the way through scheduling a showing. When they schedule a showing, they do that with a form online. The next step after they look at the properties, they decide they want it, and they complete an application. So the first back, all of that is front stage services. All of those are front stage services. The first backstage service we have is to screen that application. Well, we were actually noticing that we were taking longer than we wanted to screen an application. An application shouldn't take more than 30 minutes to screen. By mapping this out on this, we were able to see that. So again, it's developing our empathy piece. When somebody fills out that application, we want that accepted email within an hour. The next step after that, again, is front stage. That's to pay the security deposit. So they pay the security deposit, and then it goes back to backstage, which is to prepare the lease, to do that move-in inspection, report in the video, and then they sign the lease. After they, of course, sign the lease is a front stage service, even though it is an online lease signing. The next step after they sign that lease is what's called a prior to move-in checklist. And so we have a checklist of items that we email to them along with another email that says, hey, we're excited to have you move in, et cetera. Here are the things that you need to have completed before you move in. We need a copy of your renter's insurance. If you have a pet, we need this information. Whatever information we need before they move in. And then they need to bring that prior to move in checklist along with their money before they move in. Again, as you can see with this one, most of the services were front stage. We found that our service was much more empathetic, much more customer oriented on this situation than in the than in other particular situations, such as the preventative maintenance that we were showing before. However, it is really important that you're noticing the other stuff that's going on. So from a before a place can be leased, there's a few steps that happen. For example, the previous tenant moves out. So how are our systems in place so that that person moves out? Of course, we have to have the 30-day written notice. But then sometimes you have issues where somebody says, hey, I don't want to move out now. Or I know I'm supposed to move out tomorrow, but I don't want to move out. So there's other backstage items that have to be considered and you have to be paying attention to. The move out inspection and the make ready. Now, when you're doing that make ready, how many times, I don't know if anyone else has run into this, but how many times have we had a make ready completed and then a tenant calls and says, hey, this fridge was dirty when I moved in. So yep. We have to be considering all of this backstage. The other thing is if I'm looking at everything from when the previous tenant moves out to the make ready, I want that time extremely short. So from the time that the tenant moves out to the time that the make ready is complete, that's going to impact my occupancy. Because if somebody goes and looks at a property that's not ready, it's a lot less likely to rent out. Or on the other hand, I could say, hey, you can't look at it. It's even less likely to rent out if I say you can't look at it until it's ready. So if it takes me a week or two to prepare that backstage has a huge impact on my occupancy rate and my customer service. So that kind of wraps up that. To wrap up the whole premise or the whole philosophy, by chopping up all of my workflows and looking at everything as front stage versus backstage, it's helped us develop this empathy for a customer at an absolutely new level. And I think it's important to mention that we do property management, but anybody could use this with any service. I mean, you go to a fast food, you know, restaurant. What are they going to do? They're going to figure out how to order a million hamburgers in that are frozen from wherever. What's that going to do to the taste of it? Or what's that going to do to the customer experience when they eat that burger and it tastes like it's been frozen for 6 months?
When you create this, are there Word documents that you use as outlines to create this prior to creating it? Or do you first write it out and then create the Word documents that you talked about earlier that are, you know, kind of the templates and stuff afterwards?
Our process was that all of the checklists, for example, the Word documents. So when we have a lease, there's a whole bunch of items that have to be done. For example, they have to fill out the application. Well, what do you do if the application isn't complete? Well, you have to send an email out that says, hey, would you please provide this information? So we have the system. It's important to note that the systems were developed way before this front stage, back stage was developed. But by the same token, I've been looking at new services that we can provide for our tenants that we don't currently provide. For example, selling tenants properties. And I created it. I just went in Lucid Charts and said, well, what would the first step be? So it's only going to work for certain people, this particular Lucid Chart system. It's not going to work for everybody because I'm a very good visualizer. If people aren't super good at visualizing, you know, this system may not work. They might think of it more abstractly. This was a way for me to put the abstract on paper. And so, the framework of front stage, back stage, I think is a lot more important than that. How I did it for my own crazy brain.
But, makes sense.
You know, kind of depends on people.
And last thing, and then we'll wrap up. Do you ever use this as a sales tool whenever you're bringing in new clients? Because if I were looking at property management firms in your area, and then you busted this out and said, here's our process, that would be impressive because that would be a differentiator from your company.
Yeah, so what we're doing right now is developing our unique process. Again, this is this comes from strategic coach Dan Sullivan, but in our process, what we're doing is consolidating all of these. So I've shown you two that we use. You know, we have a whole bunch of other ones. I'm consolidating them into one page document. And that will, it does a few things, Joe. It crystallizes and distills why we are better. Because, you know, we tell ourselves we're better, but it's like, well, Jake, how are you better? Well, I don't know. You know, we do this and this, and it's not very clear. As we're developing this one page unique process it's a unique process. We start to see, hey, that's what we do different. Hey, that's what we do different. You know, what's really important to me is that we are growing the value of our properties, the quality of our tenants, and our customers' cash flow. And you can see that in this service here, and that service here, and that service here. And so it's very good for marketing, but I think more importantly, it identifies it for myself. So I know why I'm better. I know what makes me different. I know what makes our customer, our system unique.
Love it. Love it so much. I mean, as you said, it's something that was taught to you, but then you've implemented it in your business. And I love seeing how and hearing how you're able to do it successfully. And as you said, I mean, helps you identify what your differentiators are. I think it's also a sales tool that you could use for new prospects should they ask about your process. I think it's something that would set you apart. Our best ever listeners who set them apart as you implement this. Thanks for getting into the actual website that you use, lucidcharts.com. I'll check that out after we hang up. And then, as you said, the front stage and the backstage filter. The front helps you focus on the customer experience, whereas the back helps you focus on the behind-the-scenes logistics and what needs to be done. And all of this is done so that we can continue to scale our companies and not lose the personal touch that we have with our customers that allowed us to get to that point. That's why it's so important. So thank you so much, Jake, for being on the show and today's Situation Saturday. And I hope you have a best ever weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot for having me.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.